Hey, it's Linda Ferguson from NLP Canada Training, and today I want to talk to you about why we call our sales course, I Hate to Sell. In some ways, it's counterintuitive, and if you are someone who loves to sell, then probably this isn't the course for you. Probably you've already got all the motivation, all the connection, all the joy out of the process that you need to keep going. But one of the main problems in sales management is not that people are not able to sell, it's that people burn out, they drop out, they don't like what they're doing when they're selling. And this is an even bigger problem outside of sales with people like trainers, consultants, coaches, therapists, helpers, artists, who are doing something really important, but the only way they can do their work is to sell their work. And typically, selling is not their favorite part. So here is simple 5 steps that will help you like the process better, help you move into the state where it's easy for you to share the enthusiasm, the passion, the value in what you do in a way that remembers to ask people to take action. Begin with preparation. Know your stuff, know your work, know your company, know your competitors. Always begin with preparation. Don't go nuts with it. Don't take too long. You're probably already prepared, but the preparation is what allows breakthroughs to happen. And so you need to prepare the soil for the seeds you're going to plant. And that means gathering information that will be helpful. And then you need to put yourself in the state in which people are going to want to connect with you. Now, if you are super amped up because you're tense about needing to sell, everybody who wants to connect with you has to get tense too. And while a little tension can be fun, a lot of tension is something most of us just don't need. So instead, you want to think of a state where you were active, where your heart was beating, but where you were relaxed. Think of an activity you really enjoy now, as if it were happening. Think of dancing. Think of running if you like to run. Think of playing active games if you like to play games. But imagine yourself in motion in a way that you associate with being relaxed, energized, engaged. As you go there, as you start imagining it, you'll notice your body starts changing, your breath starts changing. And you can do this in preparation for connecting with anyone. Now, the great thing about being relaxed is it's the best state for moving forward. It's the best state for identifying opportunities and doing complicated problem solving. But it's also, in real terms, the best state in which to take a hit. And if somebody's going to say something you're not going to like, if somebody is going to in some way blindside you in a sales interview, this is the state you want to be in, because when you're relaxed, you fall down, you bounce right back up again. So get yourself relaxed, energized, ready for movement, and then connect the people you want to sell to. If it's one-on-one, that's great. Listen to their voice, listen to their energy, listen to their values, and connect and connect and connect. And then move, motivate, suggest motion, suggest it with your body, with your gestures, but also suggest it with the stories you tell of people who were in motion, because nobody wants to be stuck. And then the last part is to take that motivation and make it specifically motivated to moving with you into the future. So you want to go from motivating to mobilizing, to get people active. That might mean asking for the sale, or it might mean skipping over the sale and asking for the next step, asking for the coaching session, asking what they're going to be like when you guys are working together as personal trainer and trainee, asking for what it's going to be like to have this ongoing trusted relationship with your company. So that's it. 5 steps. You can do it because each of those steps is something you already care about. because you care about the work you do. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Candidate Training. We'd love to see you live, but we hope you'll come back here too for more podcasts.